obviously, you know who the people are that maybe have done the things that you want to do. You have an idea of what your big picture of what you would desire the outcome to be from these people, but you can't ask for that until you've given them a bunch of value first. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration and I love that you are doing it. You are choosing to take 5 to 15 to 20 minutes max just to adjust your mindset, really choose positive propaganda and choose how you want to look at the day. Because as human beings, it is so easy to look at the negative and we're actually wired to look for what's wrong for survival. So it goes against what feels natural, right? Some people feels totally natural. Most people, it does not. So that's why I created this podcast is because I am one of those people who woke up not happy every day. So that's why Earn Your Happy resonated with me so much. I have to do a routine every single day and choose my thoughts in order to start feeling the way that I want to feel. And I have been talking so much about networking on this podcast, probably for the past 2 weeks, if you've been tuning in, and also on my other podcast, Girlfriends in Business with Allie Webb, founder of Dry Bar, and Brittany Driscoll, founder of Squeeze. And, you know, it's because it's a hot topic. If you want to grow, if you want to feel good, if you want to feel connected in your life, you're going to do that through relationships. And I want to give a little bit more insight into networking and really using your network to extract the gold, to really be able to use it for what human beings are supposed to be used for, and that is connection and helping each other. And if you've ever heard me talk about how I believe that we have been created, it's that sometimes we think that we are the entire puzzle piece and or we are the entire puzzle and we just have it inside of us. But I believe that we get glimpses of the entire puzzle and that is our trajectory of our life. And we are just one puzzle piece and everyone else is just one puzzle piece. And we're walking around and we're looking for where all of these puzzle pieces fit. And as that image of your purpose changes and that image of your vision and your life's dream, because you get many of them throughout your life, the different chapters in your life, you have to unclip from those puzzle pieces sometimes and you have to go find those new puzzle pieces in those new networks. So what I want to do is I want to help you with kind of honing in on your network and how to build that. So I'm going to give you a couple tips today that are going to be huge for actually being able to use your network to get further in life and feel better. So the first thing that you want to do is understand what your vision is and know, you know, what are the pieces of the puzzle that are missing? So looking at the big picture and saying, if I was going to put this puzzle together, start putting this puzzle together today, what would be the first puzzle pieces that I need next to me? I don't know if you guys have ever put a puzzle together. I'm sure that you have as a kid. And what I was taught to look for were the outside corners. So look for the pieces of the outside corners and start building from there. And so you look for the four corners, and those were obviously the pieces that were different than any other pieces. They had those two 90 degree right angles, right? So you look for four pieces with those right angles. And that's the start. That's what you're going to shake out. You're going to look at all of these puzzle pieces. And what happens is people normally go, where should I start? I get so overwhelmed. You're going to look at what your first steps would be to, if I were to start this business, or, you know, whether you're in the middle of your business or not, maybe you have a booming business, but you just have this next step. What are the things that you need in order to take that next step? So that's what you're going to do. And then you're going to say, who are the people who have done this before? And who should I start focusing in on who might have these answers? You're not even going to be like, yes, this person over here has the answer. You're going to be like, who might have these answers? Who's done this before? Who runs in these circles with these people who might have experience or connections to these other places? Sometimes you may not even know how to get into those main circles. So you might say, who might have a connection to these circles that is maybe within a bit of a grasp for me? And I want you to build a story, because I actually want you to believe that even the people who feel untouchable are reachable. We need to start telling ourselves that story, because they are. There are many stories out there of people who have been able to contact, mentors, have been able to contact celebrities, all of these things. I see it all the time. I'm like, with a podcast, I'm like, how did you get Matthew McConaughey on your show? Oh, I just asked all the time. Oh, well, I haven't even asked. So maybe I should start asking these, you know, celebrity people that I would love to chat with. So those are the things. If you're like, well, I haven't even asked, or I haven't even tried, there's your answer. You haven't even tried. So I do believe that everyone is accessible with the proper asking and proper approach. So get clear who that is. And then you're going to write down those maybe one to three people. Maybe you can go up to five. I wouldn't go beyond that, because this is about where you're going to put your energy. So I would do one to three people whose radars that you want to get on. And then what you're going to do is you're going to start listening to what they need. You're going to tune into their IG pages. You're going to tune into, you're going to get on their lists, on their email lists. You're going to read their books. You're going to listen to their podcasts. You're going to follow along with whatever it is that they're doing, because you're going to start looking at what they are needing themselves. Are they pushing a program? Would it help if you started sharing that on your stories? Would it help if you started taking that program? How are you going to start showing up on their radar? So first you need to listen. And I want you to write down these one to three people's, what you think, if they sat down with you and said, this is what I need right now, or this is what I'm focusing on, what would those things be? And then what you're going to do is you're going to say, how can I start adding value to their lives? Now, in the digital marketing world, this is called value stacking. So if I were to be selling a course, I would start stacking the value in there to be able to share that and say, you know, if you buy this course early, I'm going to give you this, this, and this, all for the price of, you know, this is worth this. So I'm going to tell you what each of those retail would be worth, but maybe I'm going to give you a deal on that and say, but I'm giving it to you all for this. So value stacking, continuing to say, as I sell, you know, I'm going to give you this, and this is going to be a bonus of it, and this is going to be another thing. So you're showing them all of this value and what that's going to cost for the value of what they are getting. So you're stacking all of this value, enough value for them to say, you know what? Yeah, that's my tipping point. That was enough value stacking that I am going to go hit the buy button. Essentially, you're not going to be selling these people, but what you're going to be doing is value stacking in a way that you show up every week on their radar, giving back to them. And you're not going to be a stalker. You're just going to be the person. And trust me, you absolutely want an engaged audience. So these people are going to feel happy and flattered when you are sharing their stuff or showing up on their comments. You're never like, oh, that person commented last week, or this person comments on everything I do. You're like, oh, that's awesome. I'm starting to recognize this person. And that is how you get on people's radar. So you're going to value stack, and you're going to actually do this very intentionally. So you're going to add this to your calendar. This is how you start building a solid network. So obviously, you know who the people are that maybe have done the things that you want to do. You have an idea of what your big picture of what you would desire the outcome to be from these people, but you can't ask for that until you've given them a bunch of value first. So what that's going to look like is write those 1 to 3 people down, what they need, and now how you're going to show up in their radar once a week. And you're going to have this programmed into your calendar. I'm just going to use Mondays at 7 a.m. You're going to go on each of their pages and you're going to comment on their stuff. You're going to look in their stories and share whatever it is and tag them. And you're going to do swipe ups as well. So if you have the ability, you have 10,000 plus followers. If not, you don't have to do swipe ups. You can do everything I'm saying minus the swipe ups. But if you do, go to the link of what they're sharing and put it in there and make it easy for your audience to convert. Or to go swipe up and go and potentially buy or join or see what these people are doing. So on Monday at 7 a.m., you are going to go and share these 3 people's things. You're going to comment on all of their stuff and you're going to show up on their radar. So if you do this enough, there will come a point where maybe you are commenting back in their stories and you're like, you know, maybe you're like, hey, you know, I love all your stuff. I'm in your coaching program. Or maybe you start showing up in their coaching program and you're like, I would love to ask you this one question, and write the one question. Make sure this is no longer than one paragraph. This should literally be the shortest sentences of your entire life. In the most clear, short sentences of your life, no big backstory. And then also let them off the hook on the last sentence. You can say, and I understand you may not have time, so do not feel like you have to answer, but this would be extremely valuable to me. And I absolutely follow and do everything that you say. And it's been such a huge value in my life. Most likely you will get an answer. If not, try it again. You can also do this. Maybe you're in a coaching group. Make sure you're seen in those coaching groups. That's one of the biggest things that Chris and I say. If you've joined a mastermind, if you've joined a coaching group, if you join something where they are on live, make sure you're seen. If you're not seen, then you're invisible. I want to say that again. If you are not being seen, if you are not making sure you're being seen with an, you know, using intention, then you are invisible. So these are the things that you're going to want to do. And you're going to want to do this consistently. So you might want to do this for 3 to 6 months to get on different people's radars. And that is how you're going to value stack and add it into your calendar. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you. I want to hear if you actually do this. So tag me and let me know if this is something that you're going to take action on. And I want to hear in a month how it's working for you. So I am so grateful for all of you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye.